Hello, strong babes, and welcome to the Empowered She podcast. My name is Marie, and I am your friendly neighborhood fitness coach and life hype woman. Guys, I started this podcast as a tool for you to build mental resilience and adapt a powerful AF mindset, because I truly believe that you can do anything you want. You can truly achieve all your goals and dreams the day you start taking total control of your life. So master your mindset and manifest your dreams right here with me. Let's go. Hello, my love. Welcome back to another episode. This week, I want to talk about how you can become the greatest at your craft. Let me preface this though. This is not to say I am the best at what I do. I just strive to be better every single day. And one day I do want to become one of the greatest in my industry, whether that's still in health and fitness, whether that's in the self-development space. I really want to make an impact and I want to be truly the best version of myself. Same goes for you. You know, I think as humans, we do have an inherent drive to be the best. We're competitive, right? And so when we want to achieve something, usually we want to be the best at it. But our ego kind of stops us, like procrastination and lack of self-worth stops us from setting that lofty goal for ourselves. Now, I was inspired by a story by a guy called Bo Eason, and he is an American ex-NFL player who turned into an award-winning playwright, and his journey has just given me context of the time it takes to truly master a craft. I've spoken about this in the last podcast episode about how we live in a world of instant gratification. We expect absolute stardom and, you know, all the trophies, all the accolades in a short amount of time. And I want you to see success as an iceberg. Often when we see people's successes, we see the very tip of the iceberg. We see the overnight success. We see the instant fame. We see all the likes and comments, the hundreds and thousands of views on YouTube. We see all the amazing accolades that come with it. However, it takes so long to master your craft and to be acknowledged for it. I often speak about Ed Sheeran to friends and family and how he started busking in the streets of London, and he did it for years and years and years before he even got signed onto a record label, before A-Team reached the top of the charts around the globe. There's also YouTubers like Casey Neistat, who I think is literally the most incredible short film director in the world. He's just so clever with the way he does things, but he didn't start off as an amazing YouTuber or vlogger or director. He was dirt poor. He had a son. He was a young dad, and all he had was a video camera and his brother, and they started creating movies together. And in the last decade, Casey has risen to become one of the greatest YouTubers of all time, with literally hundreds and thousands of views within the first hour of him uploading his videos. And I think it really allowed me to humble myself. I've only had this podcast since the start of the year. I've only had my online business for a year, close to a year now, actually. It'll be a year in October. And it humbles me to know that even though I'm not where I want to be yet, I have the gift of time. Gary Vee often talks about the gift of time in his podcasts, in his videos, and how even a 41-year-old can completely and radically change their life. Because society has put this stereotype that the older you get, the less change you can make in your life. You know, you're stuck in that position when you're not. You've got years ahead of you, especially now with the life expectancy of humans growing to the hundreds. You still have a lot of years ahead of you, and a lot of people have changed their lives despite being older. Anyways, let's go back to what I was talking about, and is how to achieve this greatness. And there's a rule that says, you know, you have to practice your craft for 10,000 hours before even being great. I think that's definitely an element to the equation. because it takes time to be great. Serena Williams didn't become an amazing tennis player by a few hours of practice. Beyoncé didn't have this incredible, soulful, amazing voice by a few weeks of singing. She was singing since she was really young, and she nurtured her, and her parents nurtured that so that when she was older, she could become one of the greatest artists of all time. So the same goes for you. You know, we expect ourselves to be at a certain level, and we give ourselves such a short time frame to achieve it. Then when we don't achieve it in that time frame, we feel really down on ourselves. We feel like shit because we're like, well, how come they're successful and I'm not? But like I said, you only see the very tip of the iceberg. What's underneath the surface at the bottom of the ocean is the bigger piece to success and greatness. It's the hours of practice. It's the constant daily effort and dedication to your craft. And it's never giving up. So like I said, there's the time it takes. That's the first element. Secondly, you need a mentor. You need someone who's been where you are or is where you want to be, and they show you the ropes on how to get there. Using myself as an example, I wanted to make this fitness coaching my full-time gig. I didn't know how to do that, so I invested in a business coach who specialized in coaching women in fitness. Using Bo Eason as an example, and an interesting example at that, when he switched from being an NFL player to wanting to perform on stage and be one of the best actors out there, guess who he hired as his mentor? And he made it happen, even if it's the most uncanny, most impossible sounding mentor. He hired Al Pacino to be his mentor. And Al Pacino's advice to him was, be on stage for 15 years and you will be great. And Bo Eason did exactly that. No matter how long it took him, he stepped on stage, performed for several plays, whether it's for kids, whether it's for adults. He gained this massive wealth of experience. And then he became great as part of the process. Number three is asking yourself daily, what can I do better tomorrow? It's one thing to practice, it's one thing to have a mentor, but it's the daily continuous improvements that will compound and that'll get you to where you want to be. It takes patience to hit any goal. Trust me, I coach women in this every day who want to hit their health and fitness goals, and I'm very real with them. I'm like, look, it's not gonna happen within a week. Give me 12 weeks to work with you and we'll make it happen. Even longer than that, some goals take much longer to achieve. So if you want to be great, know that it takes time. Practice will take time. Get a mentor, someone who can show you the cookie crumbs to your success, because they've been there, they've done that. They are knowledgeable on what you need to do to make it big, to make it happen. And then practice giving yourself daily feedback. What can I do better tomorrow? It's really inspiring to hear stories of people who took ages to get to where they want to be, because you can't expect yourself to be an expert at something very, very fast. As they say, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day, and Rome was one of the greatest cities that shaped history. So if you expect a high level of greatness for yourself, think about those three things that I said and bring them to life. I can see you being great. Everyone has this incredible amount of potential within them that, if nurtured over time, with guidance and with improvement, will make them absolutely great in anything they aspire to do. And that's it, guys. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I hope you got so much value out of it that you're able to apply in your daily lives so that you can become the best version of yourself. If you like this, please make sure to subscribe and share on your social media platforms. I would truly appreciate it if more people had the chance to know that they can do what they want to achieve if they just master their mindset. Now, I also send a lot of strong babes, strong words weekly to help start their week on a positive and purpose-driven mindset. So if this is you, if you want that guidance and support from me, send me a message at Marie Angel Fit on Instagram, and I'll happily add you to my Strong Words mailing list. Now, before I go, I hope you guys have a wonderful day and do something today that will leave the world a better place. Remember to be kind to yourselves, the planet, and to each other. Till next time, strong babe. Bye.